Well.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Erica calling in from Family First Care. Hi, Brenda, how
Yeah.
are you?
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, yes, I'm sorry I couldn't call sooner. I wasn't in office. I'm following up to see how Janet is.
Do I know how Janet is? Hello?
Hello, yes.
Yes.
You stated when we last spoke that she was in the hospital.
Yeah, she's still in the hospital. She just came out of her, well, she's been out of it for a couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks. But she's down to another floor now, and she is talking a little bit. But she's still sick. But her son is, I'm the power attorney too, but her son is taking over because I'm not, you know, I'm not her daughter. I'm just her sister, so he's taking over everything.
Okay, do you have a phone number for him?
No, I don't even talk to him no more.
Okay.
Nope, I don't talk to him. I don't like what he's doing. I don't like what he's doing. And I'll probably get a lawyer, you know, but what he's doing to his mother is wrong. He's all about money.
Oh, wow.
You know, when you leave stuff to your kids and to your sister, and he want to take over because that's only my sister. He's a child. So, you know, he want everything to himself, so he's handled everything. Matter of fact, the doctors don't come and tell me anything wrong with my sister no more. They all tell him.
Oh, well, I'm sorry you're going through that.
Yep. Do you think I'm wrong for not wanting to go back? Yesterday, a lot of stuff happened, and I was really upset. And I really don't want to be around him no more. But everybody keeps saying, well, that's your sister. Y'all always been together. But I don't even want to be around him. He's all about money.
Right. I would say push things aside for the sake of your sister and just be there for her.
That's what my daughter told me this morning. I just
you know,
don't want to be nowhere.
It does. So, like, try to see if you can, you know, if he's there. Or wait until he's not there. Maybe call in the hospital or family members to make sure he's not at the hospital when you want to go see her.
Mm-hmm. Even the doctors don't even tell me nothing no more. They knew I was her sister. They know me and him is the power attorney. He keeps saying, well, I don't know why my mother made you her power attorney. You're only her sister. I'm her blood. You know, and he's just been arguing back and forth, and I just made up my mind. I didn't go today. I said I wasn't going to go back. Unless I can talk to one of the doctors, see can I come in after hours, see what they say about that.
Yeah, and then you can also provide the power of attorney paperwork. The doctor should still be able to tell you information regarding
mm-hmm.
her health.
They were doing that every day.
They came
to me
yeah.
and told me, but now they stop.
As long as you have the paperwork regarding it stating that you are a power of attorney for her, you have
yes.
every right to know what's going on. So just bring that paperwork with you, get a copy to give to the hospital, if anything, to let them know. I understand her son is overseeing her case, but I am also a power of attorney and I have legal rights as well.
And that's how she got all worked up because he was fussing with her, you know, and saying she always asking for you and I'm there every day. You know, and she always said, Brenda, call Brenda, you know, and stuff like that. And it just, you know, we was the closest one in my family with my brother and sister. It was always me and her, and it really hurt. But
mm-hmm.
I don't want to be around my nephew.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm going to see if I can talk to one of the doctors and see if I can come in after visiting hours is over. Because he's going now 7 to 7:30. He stayed there until 11. And then he come back around 4 or 5, and then we stay until visitor hours over.
Oh, wow.
Yep, it's all about money. It's all about
yeah.
money and what he going to get. I don't want nothing my sister got. I got everything. I worked hard. I don't need none of her money. I don't need her furniture, none of that stuff.
Yeah, I understand how difficult that can be.
And then he got girlfriends. They was coming to my sister's house, and she give them money and everything. Now, they don't even speak to my sister. They don't speak. It's been 2 years now.
Oh, wow.
and my nephew, they live together, his girlfriend and his daughter. They live, they all grown. They live together. They never even called one time to see if she was in a coma for 2 months. I mean, for two weeks, 2.5 weeks in a coma. And they never even picked up the phone and asked me how was my sister doing.
Yeah, that's terrible.
I think all my nephew wants, he probably want her to drop dead, but she came out of it, though. And she asked where was Brenda at. So he told me a couple of days ago he wasn't going back there because all she asks is for you.
That's what she wants. She wants you, so definitely be there for her.
But I don't want to be around her son, though. You know, he says smart things, and I don't want to be around that. That's why I want to see if the nurse can, I can come in after visiting hour and stay a couple about 10 or 15 minutes with her, you know, but I just don't want to be in the room with him.
Yeah. So
and I don't like the way he treats my...
work out a schedule.
Tell me something. Are you hiring for any other clients?
Yes, I can put you on a different case.
Okay. Is it going to be far away, like Philly or Center City or somewhere like that?
It'll be in your area.
Oh, okay.
To your address.
Okay. And where's your office at in Center City?
1 Winning Drive.
Okay. I used to work for Epicare, and I worked for Beata. I worked for Beata for a long time. I worked for Epicare a long time, too. I used to work for a lot of agencies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I'll send you over. I believe I sent it to you, the caregiver application.
Okay.
But I'll resend it over so you can be active with us. So if we have a different case in the area, we can give you a call to assign it to you.
So where is your office in Center City?
Yes, it's near there. I can send you the address.
Okay.
I'm just not too familiar with the area.
Okay, I'm in Upper Darby.
Upper Darby?
Yes.
I don't
so
think
I can, huh?
I don't think you're too far from us.
Okay, so I can get your phone number because I won't know what number it is in my phone, so I can get your phone number, and then I can get all the information. How you want me to do it, online or come in the office or what?
You can do it online on your phone.
Okay. Can I have your number?
Yes, it is 267.
267. Uh huh.
551.
551. Uh huh.
7423.
Wait a minute. Okay, let me give it to you again. Okay, 267 551 3. 7. So
it's 7
after
3? No, it's 7 first.
Okay, give it to me, too. Oh, 267, uh-huh. 551.
7423.
Okay, sorry about that.
No worries.
Yeah, because I don't know what's going to happen. Like I said, he's all about money, you know, and he go in her bank and take whatever he wants, you know, and I don't like that. I think it's crazy for him to do that. But she had made me and him the power of attorney, and he said, I don't know why you made her. She's just your sister. I'm your son. You know?
Or
and
definitely
I think that,
you can see if you can get, like, the courts involved to remove him from being power of attorney because he's abusing
yeah, and you know
benefits.
What he did? You know what he did? They've been getting into a lot of argument, right? Because he go in her bank and do things that he shouldn't be doing, and he come in her house when we at the doctor's and take food and stuff out. But he got into a really big argument, and he threw the keys at her, and then he said, I will never be back in your house. That was about 3 weeks ago. I'll never be in your house no more. you know, don't call me for nothing. And she broke down and cried, you know, and I couldn't believe how he acted. Now he act like he want to care, but he don't really care. He just want to be there because he know that she own her own home. She got a car. He know she got money and all that, the lawsuit money. He know all that. So I think that's why he don't want me to be involved, because he figure that I'm going to get some. I don't want my sister money. You know, I'm not going to fight over it. I don't even want her house, you know. And it just hurt because I let him live with me when his mother wasn't around. You know, for him to turn on me now, you know, and act like I'm nothing to his mother. I'm the closest thing to his mother.
Yeah, I understand.
So I haven't seen it in 2 days now. 2 days I haven't been there. And everybody keeps saying, Brenda, she missed you. You've always been there for her. Go. But I said, no, because he'll be there.
Yeah, but sometimes you have to make some sacrifices.
Even the doctors don't even tell me nothing no more. Every time I was there, the doctor always say, you know, are you fat? I said, I'm her older sister. And they tell me everything. Now, they don't tell me nothing.
So instead of saying your older sister, say I am power of attorney.
Well, I told him that too.
One of her power attorneys, and just bring the paperwork with you.
I said, how can somebody be so cold? That my sister gave him everything, sent away to college and everything, and he treat her like she's not even his family. All he wanted is what she got and money.
Yeah.
And that's why she made me a power attorney, because she know if once she go away, she know he gonna take everything, and so she figure she want me to fight so he won't do that.
Yeah, if you feel that's her best wishes, you should, you know, do what you have to.
I know, but I just get so upset, you know, what's going on, and then I was crying this morning. You know, and then everybody kept saying, you know, just don't worry, you know, don't worry about it, you know. But it just do get me upset, because you see what he's doing. He's all about money and her home and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then for her birthday, what, nobody get her for her birthday every year? He get her a card and some flower, or might put $100 in there. And he paid for his taxes and everything on his home. He got 3 homes, empty homes, and he take her money and pay his taxes. It's crazy. How can a kid do something like that? He's a grown man, and he got a job. He take brand new cars to different car dealers. You know, the other day I was really upset, and I just said to myself, my son keeps saying, Mom, you got to go. That's your sister. She's depending on you. I said, but I don't want to be with Norman. I don't want to be in the room with him. So I'm going to see if I can go at night when visiting hour, just spend an hour with him. I'm going to see if I can do that and let him know the situation, see if they let me do it.
Yeah. So definitely, you know, give them a call and see if you can do it. And also just bring your paperwork stating that you are a power of attorney of her, too. And you
okay.
should be okay from there. But definitely
okay.
try to see her, even if he's in the room. Just do
okay, now when I call to your office, you the one to answer the phone?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your name?
My name is Erica.
Erica. We know somebody, Erica. Somebody in my family, I have a friend named Erica. You know. But she's an Italian girl, though.
She's
you know,
Italian.
She's real nice, too. Yeah, she's Italian. Yep, she's an Italian girl. She's real nice, too, you know. So you said your office is in Center City, right?
It's right by the Fairmont Park.
Oh, Fairmont Park, okay.
Yeah,
I know where Fairmont Park is at.
We're right over
well,
there.
Well, I wish y'all could do my sister, but like I said, he's not letting me do nothing, you know. I think if I, with his temper, I think he probably would try to hurt me if I try to push it any further, even though my kids would step in. But I think he would do something like that. I think he would try to hurt me if I push it any further.
Yeah.
You know, because he was violent. Like I said, he talked to his mom any kind of way, and he threw the keys at her, and next thing you know, she's in a coma.
Oh, wow.
You know? And it
Yeah.
was like 2.5 weeks, you know, that she was in that coma. You know, so I haven't been over there. My son, he said he's going to go over there and say something to him, but I said, you know, don't argue with him. He said, but Jordan and her is real close. Y'all are the only closest sister in the family.
Or if, even if your son can go with you when you go visit with her.
Oh, okay, that's a good idea.
Or somebody else in the family that can go with you so you don't go alone.
Yeah. I just feel so sorry. I want to tell the doctor what really happened, how she went out like that, the way he was arguing with her, what he was saying to her. And next thing you know, here she passed out. And she got all them problems. Oh, she got a lot of medical problems with that when he snapped at her like that and said what he had to say to her. You know, you got blood pressure problems. That was real high. Then she got diabetes. And then she got an infection. And it went to the brain. And that's where the coma came in at. So she's been out of it for 2.5 weeks. And they just brought her down. They just brought her down this week to another floor. So she's looking all around and stuff like that, seeing stuff.
Oh, well, that's terrible. I hope she, you know, recovers from everything and she's okay in the end.
Yeah, well, after she leaves there, she got to go into a rehab place, they said. Because she's not walking that good now, neither. You know, I just wish that my cousin, her son, wouldn't be the way he is, all about money and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
You know, but I'll get in touch with you next week. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Monday or Tuesday?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, and it was nice talking to you, and you have a nice week.
You as well. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Phil. Bye-bye.